Deputy Police Chief Mike Brown.
We executed a warrant, one of many that we have served in the missing Mackenzie Fluek case. And we will continue to do so as we develop leads throughout this investigation. I want to say that no arrests have been made. However, the owner of the residence where we served the warrant last night is a person of interest.
The woman has not been seen or heard from since taking a lift to a park after being picked up at the airport. Comedian Bill Cosby has filed a lengthy appeal against the sex assault conviction that landed him in prison. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
Cosby complains the judge allowed testimony from other women accusers that wasn't relevant. The lawyers say the accounts from the five other women were strikingly dissimilar to that of trial accuser Andrea Constant and too remote in her time to the 2004 encounter with Cosby. The appeal comes after Pennsylvania Judge Stephen O'Neill, in a post-trial memo, said that their testimony showed chilling similarities that pointed to his signature crime. The 81-year-old Cosby has been serving a 3 to 10 year prison term since last September at a state prison near Philadelphia. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Again, we are going to try to frame politics in a different way than everyone else is doing. And we're going to talk about ideas. And again, I'm going to give attribution to ideas. Good ideas, I'll let everybody know. It's actually funny. There was a, this was years ago. There was that was Australia. Now I remember now. Australia, that was some. Basically, an Australian PSA where they put out this song called Dumb Ways to Die. It was an Australian PSA, dumb ways to die, dumb ways to die. Anyway, dumb ideas. I got to come up with a tune for that. And to start off, first and foremost, and again, this is going to end up being a column. I got a funny feeling because I was doing some homework this past week. I mentioned this first hour of the program. And I found this, this Greek play that... it's around 388 B.C. It was written by Aristophanes, and it's called Plutus. Not Pluto, Plutus. Plutus was the Greek god of wealth. Now, let me give you a bit of a background in regards to the time that this was written. Athens endured the Peloponnesian War. Had ended. Let's just say it was going downhill. Things weren't so great in Athens at that point in time. But anyway, this I found this play fascinating. And basically, what it's about is just this poor man poor man, Kremlios, who found, well, he basically went to go see an oracle. He wanted to find out, you know, what his son should do and what field he should go into. And the oracle told him to leave. And then the first person that he walks into, he should follow him. Follow him. Well, actually persuade that guy to come along with him. And the first person that he meets after seeing the oracle happens to be this blind beggar. But it wasn't really a blind beggar. It was Plutus, the god of wealth. Now, the god of wealth, Plutus, was blind. Zeus took away the eyesight of Plutus. And this was so Plutus would be unable to distinguish between various different people. Might want to call the just or the unjust, whatever that means. Again, think about that in terms of the way we have divisions in our society, the just and the unjust. So Plutus is persuaded. He comes to Kremlios' house, and he's convinced that if he can fix Plutus' eyesight, if we can find a way to fix his eyesight, then basically what? All the wealth will then be distributed to all the virtuous people, rather than just how it is randomly distributed, right? And the world will be a better place. But on arriving at the house, they happen to encounter another god. This time it's the goddess. The goddess, believe it or not, of poverty. And she makes the point, say, listen, without different levels, without farmers, without people that go out and do butcher and clean roads, there's going to be a problem. There's going to be no fine goods. There's not going to be any luxury foods. Nobody would work anymore if everybody were rich. But, of course, Kremlios, he was unimpressed by arguments. But what they end up doing is they end up getting Plutus's eyesight restored. And it was at some temple, and magic was done. A temple that was famous for cures and miracles. So guess what? Plutus begins to hand out riches to other people, more deserving people, right? And he actually starts taking riches away from other people. The whole world is turned upside down in a mess, and Zeus has got to come back. And anyway, I'm not going to get into the entire story, but you think about bad ideas. You know, Bernie Sanders out again pushing socialism on everybody. Hey, we're going to start calling Bernie Sanders the Plutus. He's going to be the god of wealth, and Bernie Sanders is going to decide who gets to keep it and who doesn't get to keep it. More dumb ideas. Well, anyway, I'll give you another one. Elizabeth Warren has now come out and said that she wants $7 billion that she can disperse to minority entrepreneurs. $7 billion she wants to send basically to Black, Latino, and Native American entrepreneurs. Well, okay, it's minorities. Why are you picking them? Are not Asians minorities as well? Asians are a minority here in this country, are they not? Oh, but they do too well. So they don't get the cheap money that you're going to take from everyone else and disperse. Again, more dumb ideas. I cannot stand. I look at stuff like that, like Elizabeth Warren, what she says, and I find it offensive. Offensive to the point where, you know, you are you're basically insulting blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans and saying that, you know what, you guys are just, I got to be harsher. You're too stupid. You're too dumb. You can't cut it. Sorry, all you black people, all you Latinos, all you Native Americans. You need me. You need me. Elizabeth Warren and people like me. Because you cannot compete. You're not as good as the Asians, you're not as good as the white people. You need me to help you out. Makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. Another thing, more dumb ideas being pushed. You've got, again, free college is back up on the national stage. Hey, let me go to the scorebook here, what's being pushed. Elizabeth Warren, free tuition at public colleges and universities. Free. Free how? How the blank is it free? I got to go back in time, a story that I've told here in the past. When my eldest son, Stephen, we were going for a parent-teacher meeting. This is back when I lived in Florida, Southwest Florida. And went into the school, and on his hallway, they had pictures of project that their kids were working on, the rights of Americans. And one of the posters I saw there was right to a free education. And I was waiting. I point that out to my son, and I'm like, Stephen, this is not right. It's not free. It's not free. And I basically explained to my son that myself and other taxpayers are paying property taxes so you can go to school and get that education. It's not free. Somebody pays. The fallacy of free. Where the hell is all this money going to come from? For public colleges and universities. Where is it going to come from? Amy Klaubacher says that the free tuition should be limited to 2 years of community college. Kirsten Gillibrand wants to provide free tuition in exchange for public service. Now, this one ticks me off, too. Public service. But who does more public service? The person working 9 to 5 at a nonprofit, or the guy working 120 hours a week, slaving away at a diner that employs 25 people? Who is doing more of a public service, Kirsten? The business owner, the entrepreneur. Those are the ones that are truly doing a public service.
Now I'm going to go get a job at a nonprofit.
Shut up. We'll get a real job. Basically, this, again, you're going to see this. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. How can it not? How can it not? You got tons of kids out there. Give me free stuff. Uh-oh. So-and-so says I'm going to get a free, my tuition's going to go away, going to make my tuition, poof, disappear. Oh, I'm going to vote for them. Giving away free stuff. It works every single time. Another, I got a few more here we got to get through. Cory Booker. Again, none of these people understand how the world works at all. When it comes to subsidies, obviously not. Cory Booker now wants to subsidize leases. That's right, leases above 30% of income. He wants to give a refundable tax credit for tenants. Anyone paying more than 30% of their income before tax income would be eligible for the credit. That would cover the difference between 30% of a beneficiary's income and their rent. Wow. How about that? Wow, we're going to now start helping people to pay for their rent. Do you have any idea? Do you have any clue at how perverse this is? The insane incentives this could create? It's the price of the rents are going to go through the roof. What do you think is going to happen? What do you think landlords are going to do? You don't think that they're going to take notice of this? Again, I've given this example before. I'm going to do it again. Some idiot politician decides that coffee is too expensive. That's right. Your morning latte, whatever the hell you want, is too expensive. Let's say coffee prices go up and it's $8 for a cup of coffee in the morning. An idiot politician decides to come out and say, you know what? We're going to start subsidizing coffee. It's not fair. It's not right. I've got to do something about this expensive coffee. Everybody's going to get a $3 tax subsidy for every coffee that they get. What's Pete's Coffee going to do? What's Starbucks going to do? All of a sudden, that $3 is going to be priced. They're going to basically raise their prices from $8 to $11. You were paying for it at $8. Now you're getting $3 from the government. You're going to pay for it at $11. The same thing that happened with housing, the same thing that happened with health care, and the same thing that's happened with higher education. Dumb and dumber. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Dumb ways to die. No dumb ideas coming out of useless politicians. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
I'll admit I was wrong. What else can I say, girl? Can't you play my head and not my heart?
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Army clothing experts are testing new extreme cold weather gear that's designed to be lighter, better fitting, and more effective in colder conditions than the current layering system. This winter, researchers at the Army's Combat Capabilities Development Command Soldier Center plan to field test the cold temperature Arctic system, a prototype system designed to be effective down to minus 65 degrees Fahrenheit. The current cold weather clothing, a seven-level system that offers options from base layers to an extreme cold jacket and pants, is designed to be effective to minus 60 degrees Fahrenheit, but currently it performs at the negative 40 to 45 degree range. Quote, we want a system effective down to the negative 65 degrees. Hey, but we don't need this because we're experiencing global warming, right? Well, thank you for joining me for A Minute with the Colonel.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details. Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Nobody cares. I learned nobody gives a damn. Nobody cares about spending. It's I've been talking about this for a long time. Like I said, you'd be hard pressed to hear Limbaugh or Hannity even talk about this stuff. They only talk about ridiculous spending and out of control deficits when there is a Democrat in the White House, which is a bit disingenuous if you ask me. There is a limit, people, whether you want to believe it or not. There is. And you take a look at the amount of money that we spend on interest on our debt and the deficits that we're running. It's sad. I see those interest payments and I say to myself, look at what could be fixed. Look what could be done with that money. Even if we didn't want to return it to the taxpayers. Anyway, federal spending has topped $3 trillion through May for the first time. Deficit hits $738 billion. And nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn. Do you remember back when Barack Obama tasked, Alan Simpson and Erskine Bowles to come up with ways of reducing debt and deficits? And I realized they came up with a pretty damn good plan, bipartisan plan. They did a pretty damn good job. And, of course, it was ignored. Remember back then it was Boehner. Boehner and Obama went at it, which then led to some stupid super committee that couldn't get anything done. The super committee to save the universe. A bunch of senators didn't get anything done. Then it led, went to sequestration. It was, nobody cares. Nobody cares. And again, I'm an equal opportunity basher here on the program. Republicans will care. Republicans will start jumping up and down and they'll get bent out of shape and all angry. My question is, what happened to all of you Tea Party people out there? I haven't changed. What happened to all you Tea Party people out there that were against all the ridiculous government spending? What happened? And this is part of the problem. Everybody picks a side. Oh, my team won. It's not a team. It's not a team. We, the people, should be on the same team. You people need to understand where the enemy is, where the issues are. And that's in D.C. Those are the people that are running the country. I don't care if you voted for Trump. It doesn't matter to me. The spending is out of control. The wars are still going on in the Middle East. The troops are still not coming home. People are still streaming across the border. I know, I talk about this here on the program, and I get people, all the super Trump supporters out there, flipping out at me. How can you say that? Oh, it's Congress's fault. Give me a break. Come on. Stop it. Please. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about trade. Again, I'll give credit where credit's due. I think Trump is holding a line and doing a pretty damn good job. News out that Donald Trump is going to be meeting with Xi Jinping at the G20. Stories coming out. Foxconn. Foxconn, which employs about 2 million people in China, said, we're prepared to move. We're prepared to move out of China if we need to, if these tariffs don't go away. Really? I saw Restoration Hardware, a 30% of their products made in China. So, we're going to move it back to the United States. Huawei canceled the launch of their new laptop as some of the restrictions that we put on China are forcing them to do so. Wow. Could the tariffs actually be working? Yeah, I believe so. I believe so. You know, the funny thing, again, all I hear from on the other side, the people that oppose it, well, you need to have discussions. You need to have talks. Come on. You can talk till you're blue in the face. You can talk to your, talk yourself into circles. One of the things I cannot stand, I hate meetings. I cannot stand meetings. Hate them. I hate them. We'll get together. We put down what we want to do. And okay, let's figure it out. Let's get it done. If the meeting lasts more than 5-10 minutes, I get annoyed. I got other things I've got to do. I got places I got to be. Things I got to do. People I want to see. Anyway, got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Iran's foreign minister has dismissed President Trump's claim that a war between Iran and the United States would be short-lived. This as tensions continue to rise in the Middle East over the United States placing more tariffs on Iran. David Perkins is a retired U.S. Army four-star general. He was recently in Iran and tells Fox News regarding those sanctions.
The economic sanctions are having a very large effect on the Iranians. Unfortunately for the Iranian people, they are in a tight spot. Their economy is not doing well. Their oil exports are down. The price is down.
Acting ICE Director Mark Morgan will take over as Acting Border Patrol Chief. The Department of Homeland Security said on Thursday that Morgan will replace John Sanders as Acting Head of Customs and Border Protection. Sanders resigned from ICE amid political backlash over the poor living conditions at border detention facilities. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpastes. Dental hygienist Linda Hirse.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. The Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program. I got a story I want to share with everybody today. I know it's a bit off the beaten track, but my longtime listeners know we love to discuss issues of, that are important to me when I start looking at society as a whole. And it involves a Parkland shooting survivor. His name is Kyle Kashub. Kyle Kashub was not the anti-gun. Oh, his name was David. David Hogue, I think, was the one that was making all of the news and was on with the celebrity, David Hogue, Hogue, whatever his name is. Well, Kyle Kashub was pro-gun rights, different direction. He found out that Harvard rescinded his admissions offer. They discovered that he had made offensive, racist comments in a private online chat when he was 16 years old. I have a 16-year-old son. He made a mistake. He said some stupid things when he was 16 years old. Nobody disputes that what he said were not right, was wrong. The kid himself doesn't dispute that. He's come out. He apologized for it publicly. He apologized to Harvard. He's done what you're supposed to do when you do something wrong. Be accountable. Take responsibility for your actions. You know, we are a country based on Judeo-Christian beliefs. Judeo-Christian beliefs, well, I'm a big believer in forgiveness. We don't have that anymore. What are we supposed to be now? We're supposed to be tolerant. We're a tolerant culture. No. In our new tolerant society, whatever the hell you want to call it, you're going to have to burn if you say the wrong thing. Listen, I'm not saying that when somebody says something wrong, something vile, that there are not consequences for one's actions. But a 16-year-old? A 16-year-old screws up. Yeah, you know, anybody have any idea? Do you think, well, let me ask you a question. If it was David Hogue or Hogue or whatever his name was, who was on the opposite side, the left-wing side of the Parkland argument, do you think if it was found out that he had said stupid things in his past, do you think his admissions to Harvard would have been rescinded? Nah. Me neither. Anyway, best of luck to the kid, and I'm sure he's going to find his way into another great school. But we become a country where we can no longer make mistakes. We can no longer screw up, do the wrong thing, and then make it right and apologize. You got to think about it here for a second. I'll put this in terms of business. One of the greatest things about the United States is the fact that you can screw up. Let's say you start a business and it fails. You're not vilified for it. You're supposed to. We're supposed to pride ourselves on overcoming obstacles. Now, this was not an obstacle. This was a mistake that was made. Do you know that there have been people have gotten admitted to Harvard that are felons, served their time, came out, got into Harvard. So it's okay for felons to get in, but not this kid. And listen, I don't have any problem with the felons getting in. I don't. I said it here on the program. I don't have any problem after somebody basically serves their debt to society and comes out of prison. I know a lot of conservatives are vehemently against this. I'm not. You screw up, you go to prison, you do the time. Guess what? I don't have any problem with you voting. Have to be a society that believes in forgiveness, or we're lost people. We are. Now, you know what? I'll take a break right here. Let me get back from the break. I got another. Yeah, there's going to be more and more of these. And I told you we're going to cover them here on the program. I'm not going to be able to find them all, but this will kind of alert you on what's going to go on with the mainstream media and the narratives. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
If you're considering putting hardwood, bamboo, or laminate floors in your home, there's only one thing you need: a free Lumber Liquidators catalog. Lumber Liquidators has unbeatable prices and the best selection of high-quality flooring anywhere. Call 800-258-5079 for your free catalog. It's filled with great tips, ideas, and deals on hardwood, bamboo, and laminate floors. We buy direct from the mills, so you get the best quality at incredibly low prices. The Hardwood Floor Hotline is open 24/7 at 800-258-5079. 85079 to request your free catalog and see for yourself how we can help you get that gorgeous new floor you've been dreaming of. Hardwood floors add beauty and value to your home. So call 800-258-5079 today and we'll rush you your free catalog. Get the hardwood floor you've always wanted for prices you never thought possible. But you must call now. Call 800-258-5079. That's 800-258-5079. Again, 800-258-5079.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Tell me what you really like. Maybe I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight.
Go back, buddy.
Take it step by step.
All right. That's our old friend. I think I made fun of her last week on the program. I'm not sure. I know I've read some of her columns. Again, this is CNBC, and their website is pretty much a Fisher-Price toy. It is. It's a Fisher-Price toy. Many Americans, this is Colin, many Americans say their financial situation is worse since the Great Recession. Oh, no. Here she goes. The Great Recession has officially been over for a decade. For many Americans, there's little reason to celebrate. Many people's finances haven't recovered from the recession's blows. There are still tens of millions who are struggling to get back to where they were before the economy took a turn for the worse. let me explain something. Your pre-construction condos and all of that wealth that you had on paper because the real estate market said it was worth a certain amount at that point in time wasn't real. It was an illusion. It was a fugazi. Do you understand? It wasn't real. What we tried to get across to people at that point in time that the whole thing was a fugazi, but again, people chose not to listen. The article goes on. More than half of Americans who were adults amid the Great Recession said they endured some kind of negative financial impact. Wow, more than half? I did. During that point in time, we at Markowski Investments endured a negative financial impact. We're paid based upon our clients' assets and how well they do. Nobody was doing well during the Great Recession. Everything was going down, even though many things shouldn't have gone down. What did we do? We made ourselves stronger. We dollar cost average. We battened down the hatches. We came out over the Great Recession a hell of a lot better than we were before we even went into it. Why? Because we used our heads. We didn't buy into the emotion. We didn't go out and order one of Glenn Beck's seed banks. We did not go out and buy gold coins. Come on. People, downturns are going to happen. If you handle them properly, guess what? You will come out ahead. It's like any other obstacle that you are going to face in life at any other point in time. It's the decisions you make, it's the choices that make that end up defining you. Choose wisely. Whenever I say choose wisely, I think of that the Knight Templar in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Pick the right cup. Pick the right course of action. Stop listening to the charlatans out there. All of the people that don't have any skin in the game, like we talked about earlier on in the program. Listen to them. Yeah. Pretty good shot you're going to end up losing. Anyway, what I mean by narratives, yeah, you're going to see more and more and more and more stories like this leading into the 2020 election. You've got to convince everybody that the world is terrible and their economy is really bad. That's the job of the mainstream media. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got to mention this story, and I got several emails on this. Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg, stating that the company made a mistake in its handling of the implementation of the cockpit warning system in its 737 MAX jets prior to the two fatal crashes. And he said its communication with the regulators and customers, they weren't consistent. We clearly had a mistake in the implementation of the alert. So far, Boeing's not doing so well at the Paris, the Paris show that they've got going on right now, the air show. They're not selling as many planes. Airbus is pretty much kicking their tail. Hey, they're going to feel this. They are. But again, I'm always a big believer in full disclosure and honesty. I think that Dennis Muilenburg is a little late to the party. I think a lot of these CEOs, again, they want to hold on to their job as long as they possibly can. They're making a fortune. They've got consultants. They've got PR people that surround them and tell them what to do. And they listen. And I think many people that have to hire all of these consultants and PR people to tell you how to act, what to do, what to wear, I think people lose who they are. And at times, people say, this consultant, these people come in to Markowski Investments and radio consultant. I get them all the time. I'm going to analyze your radio show and tell you how to do it. Whenever I hear that, I got the old Bender from Breakfast Club with the middle finger down picture. Can you hear this? Shall I turn it up? I'm not changing who I am or what I believe in for you. And again, they're for these CEOs. You want to talk about the biggest chickens on the planet? Oh, what was it going to do to the share price if I come and admit it? And on and on and on with their crap. There was, whenever I think about this and dealing with Christ, you're going to deal with situations where things are going to go wrong. You are. Things are going to go wrong in life. Things are going to go wrong in business. Sometimes pretty bad. Pretty bad. Now, obviously, this is a terrible, terrible situation. How do you go about dealing with those? I always tell people that at some point in time, I tell kids, you've got to get a job working in the service industry. You've got to get a job waiting tables, bartending, because things will go wrong. Things will go wrong. Customers will get upset. Food won't be cooked right. Drinks won't taste right. And you're going to have to deal, and these are obviously smaller issues in the grand scheme of things, but it teaches you how to go about dealing with them and how to go about handling them. And you know what you do? You're honest and upfront. And you tell people what happened. Do you think that we've always been right in all of our years in managing people's money with the calls that we've made? Do you not think we've gotten stopped out on certain positions that didn't do what we thought they were going to do? Sure. Sure. Well, you explain to the client why and why you think what happened and why, you know, you made the mistake and you move on. You have to be out front. You have to be honest about these things. You know, maybe think about as well, there was a scene in the Tom Clancy movie. Which one was it? Clear and Present Danger. And you got this corrupt president, and he finds out that his lifelong buddy, college buddy, was laundering money for the drug cartels. And his lifelong buddy, and everybody knew his lifelong buddy, his whole entire family were slaughtered by the cartels on their yacht. And all the information is coming out, and he's got all his consultants and handlers and PR people and advisors telling him how to handle it. And the one honest guy in the room is, of course, the hero, Jack Ryan. Tells him to tell the truth. Tells him, they ask you if you were friends. You say, no, we were lifelong friends. You're honest about the entire thing. And he made the statement there. He said, why try to defuse a bomb after it's already gone off? Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about immigration, I guess, headline, Donald Trump starting this week is going to start deporting millions of illegals. I don't have any problem with that. Just explain to me how that's possible. You tell me how you're going to go ahead and do that. I don't get it. Hey, the best way, and like I said, the easiest way to get rid of all of these people that are coming in, again, don't give them work permits. Change our asylum rules. Enforce E-Verify. Everybody will self-deport. They'll do it by themselves. It won't cost you anything. I don't see it happen. I don't. It's interesting as well. My state here of New York has now decided that they are going to allow illegals to get driver's licenses. And this kind of ticked me off a little bit, because when I moved back to New York 3 years ago and I had to get a New York State driver's license, my passport, my Florida's license, proof of where I lived, a myriad of different identification documents wasn't enough. They still made me go down to the Social Security Administration and get myself a new Social Security card. Yet, you know what? No, it's okay now. We're going to allow undocumented people to get driver's license. It's easier to get a driver's license if you are illegal than it is if you are legal. America. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court says the Trump administration cannot add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Kiri Severino is the chief counsel to the Judicial Crisis Network. She tells Fox News regarding a citizenship question, this has all been done before.
The citizenship question is something that for most of our history has been asked on the census in one form or another. It's something that hasn't been asked of every American in recent decades because there's a shorter form that's used.
Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the court's four liberals in a 5-4 ruling. President Trump is set to meet with the president of China at the G20 summit on Thursday to talk trade. Over 17 million people watched the first Democratic debate held in Miami, Florida. Now, there will be another debate with 10 other candidates tonight. That debate will be highlighted by former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Salt Lake City police say they have a person of interest in the case of missing University of Utah student Mackenzie Lewak.
No arrests have been made. However, the owner of the residence where we served the warrant last night is a person of interest.
That's Police Chief Mike Brown saying officers did serve that warrant and remove evidence at the home where Lewak was last seen. Kelly Brown is seeking answers from the Dominican Republic. Her parents were down there on a vacation when her dad, after a meal and some drinks, fell ill, ultimately passing away. Now, after that, an autopsy was done, but Brown says...
We know that there was an autopsy performed because my father, it took us about 2 weeks to repatriate him back to the United States, and part of that process requires an autopsy. We do not know if there was a toxicology report done. We do know there was an autopsy, but we do not have that information.
Brown was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders took a visit to a detention facility in Florida on Thursday. Senator Sanders discussed his plans for immigration if elected president.
In the first week of my presidency, we will bring together the presidents of the Central American countries, president of Mexico, to figure out how, as a hemisphere, we're going to address this issue, because that is the root cause.
The facility holds about 2,500 children. Senator Sanders is in Florida for the second night of the Democratic primary debates. One of ESPN's most recognizable faces and voices is retiring.